Petersburg Municipal Employee Association Chair Joe Bertagnoli described the workers' view of this year's contract negotiations Monday night. He said the city administration, led by the city manager, was dictating, not bargaining.
Any article we proposed, some minor word changes, even if it was a non-monetary concern, was met with strong opposition. The city was asking us to take huge concessions, in return offering nothing.
Among other things, Bertagnoli told the council that in the last contract, the union agreed to a downgrade in health insurance, which saved the city nearly $1.5 million. The union contract was not on the public agenda Monday night. Rather, it was scheduled for a closed-door executive session at the end of the evening, which is typical for negotiations. But the council chambers overflowed with people, mostly city employees, family, and friends, who turned out en masse. In the interest of time, Mayor Al Dwyer initially limited testimony to two or three spokespeople, but he soon agreed to allow a half an hour in which anyone could speak on the issue. That was after a brief give-and-take with Bertagnoli. According to Bertagnoli, there had been no such give-and-take with the city administration. Quoting a comment the mayor had made earlier this year, Bertagnoli said the employees were just asking to be treated fairly and equally.
You have said going into this that we want our employees to be happy, but not ecstatic. Your words. Well, we are far from ecstatic and not even close to happy. Over the years, the benefits we get have been negotiated through a give-and-take process. These are benefits you know you just want to take away with no basis or grounds other than you think we are in dire straits.
But according to Bertagnoli and other union officials, the city has provided no budget projections or other hard evidence that the wage and leave cuts it's proposed, reportedly $200,000 worth, are necessary. That's one of the reasons the Alaska Public Employees Association filed a formal complaint with the state, declaring impasse and claiming unfair labor practices. The APEA is the statewide union that represents the Petersburg Municipal Employees, and Angie Parker is their chief spokesperson. Parker said she did not want to file a complaint, but she saw no other option. Parker said the city had a duty to provide pertinent financial data for the union to analyze and make counterproposals.
That has not been done, and it wasn't understood by the city that they had to do that. That is why we're at impasse. Giving me financial data from Vallejo, California, European countries, and other countries around the nation, St. Louis, that doesn't tell me the financial data of Petersburg, Alaska, especially when you're proposing enormous cuts.
The council also heard from retired city employee Ray Peterson, who said the city manager and department heads should take a pay cut if they want to cut wages for other city workers.
I would suggest for these personnel to work without a contract or go on strike. They are be treated like a second-class citizen.
That notion of second-class treatment seemed to ring true for several people who pointed out that the city's 10 electrical workers, who are in a different union, received a small pay increase in their new contract this January, shortly before talks with the larger union got underway. The larger union represents roughly 70 people, many of whom were in the room Monday, cashiers, bookkeepers, maintenance workers, police officers, harbor staff, and more. But longtime Public Works employee Tom Lutton said wage cuts would affect a lot more people than just those.
And when people stand up here and say you're affecting 70 people, no. 70 people in this room means probably anywhere from 1 to 2 children per person. Maybe some of these people are taking care of their parents, their elderly folks. It's a lot more than 70 people that you're going to affect with slashes that you have suggested. It's in the hundreds. And I've never stood up and voiced my opinion on this before, but it's time. It's time to be treated at least equally.
Library employee Carrie Peterson thought wage cuts were short-sighted. Rather, she suggested the city should be making more of an effort to raise revenue by moving ahead with borough formation.
My biggest problem with the proposed cuts are that the city is starting with the lowest paid employees, while at the same time not expecting the same of any other city employees. It smacks of the whole logic behind why we do not already have a borough. The most vocal opposition to the borough formation have been people living outside city limits who use city services on some level but do not want to pay taxes that the rest of us pay. Or community members who are better off financially having recreational properties who do not want to pay taxes on their second properties.
Some speakers encouraged the council to consider the broader ripple effects of wage cuts on the local economy, as employees and their families would have less money to spend at local businesses. PMEA Vice Chair Sam Collum urged the council not to look at city workers as just numbers on a spreadsheet.
These people haul your trash away, clean your water, dispose of your sewage, plow the snow off your streets, look after your boats. The police and the firemen respond to your calls for help. We take care of your elderly and bury your loved ones, just to name a few of the services provided by your city employees. These proposed cuts in wages and benefits will affect these families. Not only that, it'll affect most, if not all, the businesses in Petersburg.
The city council didn't respond to the concerns Monday night, but Mayor Al Dwyer said he appreciated all the comments and he thanked those who spoke. Most of the audience filed out before the council went on to other business. A lot of the employees' criticism had been directed at City Manager Scott Hahn. Hahn did not discuss the particulars of negotiations publicly Monday night, but earlier in the day on KFSK Radio, Hahn said he found the accusation of unfair labor practices without merit. He repeated his concerns that Petersburg was going to be facing a serious decline in sales tax revenue this coming budget year.
You don't have to be an economics professor to look at the fact that, you know, two-thirds of your, well, probably 60% of your processing capacity in this town is not going to occur this summer. That is the prime generator of the backbone of the business activity in this town. There are other activities, but that generates and regenerates, multiplies in the economy, and will have a big impact on us.
Later, during his city manager's report Monday night, Hahn spoke in general terms about his work. While new to Petersburg, Hahn has many years of experience as an administrator in other towns. He assured the council and the public that it was important to him to do a good job.
I just want to let you know that, you know, I've often found that doing a good job is not always the same as keeping your job. And I've always, the only thing I think I can still hold on to is my integrity of deciding that I'm going to do a good job over and above whether I'm going to keep my job or not. And so I'm going to continue that.
The Alaska Labor Relations Agency is currently investigating the union's claims. Depending on the outcome of that, the state could require a mediator for the contract talks to resume. Meanwhile, the city council held a closed-door executive session to discuss contract negotiations at the end of Monday night's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.